Chevron Pipeline Company's cleanup crews have packed up and moved out of the Willard Bay State Park. They occupied the parking lot for much of last year after a split pipe leaked more than 20,000 gallons of diesel fuel into the nearby wetlands. But there's still more left to do. John Whitehead is assistant director of the Utah Division of Water Quality. His office has to divvy up money the state ordered Chevron to pay as part of a $5.6 million settlement.
If there was ever a silver lining to an event like the Willard Bay diesel spill, it would be mitigation projects like these that really benefit the public above and beyond any sort of cleanup action.
Whitehead's office fielded more than 80 proposals. The projects add up to $30 million, but he's got just $3.1 million to spend. Betsy Kleba is a microbiologist. Her team from Westminster College is asking for nearly $110,000 for what's called bioremediation.
We are trying to utilize the tiniest of life forms that are living in the Greater Salt Lake ecosystem to use them as little machines to clean up pollutants.
Kleba says these mini cleanup crews can remove petroleum without chemicals or scrubbing. Other universities, government agencies, and private groups are also seeking funding. Shada Hajarian is lead botanist for the Desert Water Gardens Plant Nursery in Murray. Her group proposes restoring wetlands near the North Marina with native plants. Hajarian sees it as a way to revitalize habitat for mammals, birds, and everything else that relies on the marshes.
Mother Nature uses plants to detoxify, to cycle nutrients, and we're going to have to just reintroduce that diversity that historically has been in the Willard Bay surrounding areas.
A three-person panel is sifting through the funding request, but the Division of Water Quality also wants public input. The agency lists all of the proposals on its webpage, and it has a forum for anyone who wants a say in how the impact money is spent. Judy Fays, KUER News.